Okay, so this morning I was brushing my teeth and I was thinking I'm just missing something and I couldn't place it. What was I missing? Oh, you know what? It was video. I need a Profix video toothbrush. That's a real thing. This actually exists. There's a toothbrush that now exists that has video on it. I have brought Emily Kohler, co-founder and CMO of Envy, the creator of this Profix toothbrush, to explain to me what I can and I can't and shouldn't watch on this video of this toothbrush. I don't want to know. And the I guess one of the companies that was behind developing this was the founder and CEO of Createx, David Yelnick, who's a friend of mine as well. So they're going to come in here and sort of explain what I should and shouldn't do with this stuff. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live. Emily, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Excited to be here.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Did I get that right, David? Did you guys help? Did Createx was behind helping build this thing?
Yeah. So we were brought in with a company who was producing the product itself, who was building the product itself, and we took on all the digital side of that. So everything from the branding to the mobile app to the website, everything outside the actual physical product.
So I take it was very similar when I sat down with you and pitched an idea about something and you just like beat the hell out of it for me. Is that how this went?
Yes. Our sweet spot offering is the napkin to market type of package.
So I got a lot of napkins.
Yeah, well, we work with a lot of companies, small and large, to provide just that for them.
That's awesome. Well, one of the things that I guarantee that I don't have is a napkin with a video toothbrush on it.
You know, not many people do. So
well,
that's why
they will now. There's going to be all kinds of different versions of this now. Why don't you start off by talking about, well, I guess let's start with Envy. What is Envy?
Yes. So Envy is the company behind Profix.
Yep.
And Envy has been developed by Dr. Craig Kohler and myself as kind of the overall company to bring Profix to market. So basically what we're about is empowering people to individualize their oral health at home using Profix.
So preventative health, I mean, that's obviously a huge issue and a lot of, I don't know if I was talking to you or Andy about this, but with regard to where you guys are located on Huron, there's a little bit of health care business going on somewhere around there.
A lot of health care, preventative health engagement solutions.
Yep.
It's a big
it's a
business.
A huge market.
Big and, business and across multiple verticals, multiple areas.
So when I first saw this, obviously my mind was like, oh, well, this is insane. And then I was thinking, I was like, oh, no, it's not preventative health. I could actually see like what my teeth look like and not have to go to as many dentist appointments or go to more depending on what I see or give the reports and things to the dentist. I don't know.
You're on the right track, Scott. Yeah. So think about it.
Help me out.
Yes, I can do that. So if you think about it, like you're just given a toothbrush when you're young and told go to town. So most people do is they brush in the same spots and they miss in the same spots. But if you can actually see what you're doing, you can do a better job and you can also do it more quickly. So really we're looking to be more effective and do a better job.
I'm not a very good toothbrusher. Just a fact. I brush my teeth multiple times, but that's not like lots of times in the morning or night, like when I wake up, I don't know if this is you seem like an early riser. You just seem like a guy who gets up at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I've been up since 2 today. So
I was pretty close.
I'm going. Yeah.
I'm a person who stays up, and maybe you stay up till 2 as well. I don't know.
No.
You just don't sleep. I'm
not.
A person who stays up till 2. Like, I'll work on stuff all night, and then I wake up at like 6 or 7, and it's like, I just want to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't turn any lights on. I go in my bathroom, just like brush my teeth and stuff. I found out, this is like a couple years ago, but I found out I must do it so hard that I'm bending the neck on the toothbrush.
It's not a good sign.
No, not good at all.
A lot of energy in the morning, man.
Well, I like to do some curls. You know what I mean? Like, I get in the gym and I'm like busting curls. You're a gym guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious. Like, I literally the necks are warped. And I never paid attention to it, but at night, you know, it's dark out.
Well, if you think about what you're doing to your toothbrush, what do you think you're doing to your teeth?
You're probably
brushing away enamel and your gums and all that stuff.
They bleed. It's fine. It's totally fine. So I need a video is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the video adds an interesting component to it. And most people don't want to see inside their mouths, right? And when you first are told about the product, you react like, what is this? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? A camera inside your mouth? And it doesn't really click until you think about it more and you start realizing, well, there are those edge cases where once in a while you have a crack, a chip, something happens, something gets stuck, something falls out, something, whatever, right? But you want to take a look in there, right? You don't want to pull out your phone and start sticking your iPhone in your mouth, right? And some people do that, some people don't. But one way or another, it does solve a valid problem, and it provides an opportunity not also for you, but also there are opportunities down the line, right?
I think that this is actually kind of a no-brainer. I mean, I feel like there's going to be, obviously, you'll get some people who, like you said, that don't look at it. But the reality is, I mean, what's the market on teeth whitening supplies and solutions and things? It's all garbage, most of them. But like, all these different things that they sell, there's so many. I think that people are really like quite obsessed with their mouth.
Well, yeah. And when you think about where the inspiration for Profix came, it came from a dentist who, Dr. Kohler, who's practiced for 35 years and has already been implementing technology into his practice. So what he's been doing is using a microscope to video his patients like before, during, and after a procedure, and showing them what's going on and seeing how people react to that, and that it's something that's positive because they're understanding and partnering with him about their oral health as opposed to it all being on him or all being on them, has really made a difference. And so I think it's exciting that we're now bringing that experience to the person at home.
I actually think this is a great idea. I know it sounds kind of nutty, but like, I really think that people's obsession with their mouth and teeth and smile when they look in the mirror, I mean, all the selfies, every single selfie you're taking, usually, unless you're like a creep, usually you smile and show your teeth. There's some sort of like, I've never actually taken a selfie personally yet. So I'm not going to, I don't go to Target. I don't watch Star Wars, and I don't take selfies, I guess. I don't know.
But well, hey, when you get that video toothbrush, then you'll take a selfie of...
I have alienated my entire audience. No Star Wars, no Star Wars and no Target. There's like six millennials walking around left who still talk to me. But the point is, there's such attention to it, so that I don't understand why you would not want to know more and like be able to see like, maybe coffee stains here and there, like things you just didn't really think about. People are so obsessed with themselves, not in a negative way, but just
monitoring and tracking. Like, people are doing that in so many other areas already. Yeah. So think about it. You know, if you can monitor something, then there's never really going to be as huge of a problem. Well, which often, when it comes to your teeth, you're good until all of a sudden you're not, and then you got to stop
everything.
Can
we Facebook Live our toothbrush in the morning?
You know, that actually has come up in the past from a couple other people, and it's in the backlog for
Let's
now.
Let's start off with Periscope on Twitter, because it doesn't have sound.
Yeah.
So you don't hear like the goofy sounds.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting.
So how did you guys, I mean, obviously, I really think this is a cool idea, and I think it'll be very helpful. How do you envision this working idealistically? Like, what is the person, they acquire this, they buy this toothbrush for, is there a price yet to it?
So right now we just opened the pre-order phase. And so right now you can order it for $299.
And that's at what website?
Getprofix.com. Okay. So GetProfix.com.
Very cool.
And another thing that I haven't mentioned yet is that Profix is different than just a typical electric toothbrush, because it has multiple attachments that are included as well. So you have like a typical brush, but you also have a Profi cup, which is similar to what a hygienist uses at the dental office, which allows you to do a superior clean, right?
Yeah.
Think about when you leave the dental office, you feel so great, you know, but now you can bring that
the little air thing too. I like that.
Oh yeah. That's, you know.
Freaks me
Profix 2.0, not quite there yet.
Oh man, can you imagine like a little compressor tube in the back, if you just like turn around, blow yourself up the chair?
A whole new level.
And then Periscope that.
Dental self-care right there.
I think this is a really cool idea. So, I mean, $299, you get like a Swiss Army toothbrush with a video and everything else on it. How did you guys develop this? How did this kind of come together? What was the backstory briefly on this? Like, what kind of technology took, like, what did it take to make this?
So, great question. So it's actually been a 2.5-year process of being able to pair the technology with the physical product.
Because you can't, to have a tooth, like, to have the camera work the right way, it can't be like... Can't stick like a GoPro on the bottom.
It's not just any camera.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have special electronics. You've got to have a special camera with a fixed focal length, right?
Yep.
From our side, from the digital side, right? Then it's how do you stream that video over any type of Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi, whatever it may be, right?
With clarity enough to identify
exactly,
nicks and marks
right?
in your mouth, which is a dark place.
Yeah, and just imagine this is a 10 megapixel, 10 megapixel video and live pictures, right?
Yeah.
So how do you stream that? Then how do you interface with the device itself via Bluetooth? There's a certain level of complexity there, right?
So what was the R&D on that? That was just, you guys had this idea and it was just like we knew what we were going to do, or was there some sort of...
So the initial inspiration, like I said, came from Dr. Kohler working with his patients and already videotaping in the office.
Yep.
But then to bring it to actually a product, that's where our product development firm came in. And we did do some initial R&D and verified that this was indeed something that people were excited about and looking for. And then it was kind of the next phase of being able to bring all those components together has been what's taken, 2.5 years.
I love this kind of business because... There are so few, I think businesses don't look at things in this light, right? They've got, you are a dental office. This is what we do. We want to innovate and we want to create something new and something that will change things, and it's its own product. And now all of a sudden you're a product selling company and a dentist's office. And to be able to find groups like Creatix who can help you put this package together and make it the right deal and put it together, and you guys essentially run sort of a side startup company that's growing from within a longstanding dental practice is sort of like what I would love to see be the future of a lot of the businesses around here, that we don't have to just build this one thing and stick our little brand on it and just like ram it out the door, that we actually take more of a lean approach to it, do the R&D, do the due diligence, find out what people want to see and attack it like you're disrupting your own model, which is where guys like David come in.
There you go. No, and what you just described is exactly what we've done, because Dr. Kohler is still practicing as a dentist. I managed his dental practice for 3 years and then transitioned to doing Envy full-time. We've been fully immersed in it for the last 3 years. And then it's been incredible to partner with teams like Createx and David, and then our product development firm and other resources have really come together to allow us to provide such a stellar product.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to see that there's a video toothbrush when I was brushing my teeth this morning. It didn't break it off my hand.
It's awesome.
This is great.
It's going to be great.
Where do people go to find out more about this? Obviously, you said the website already.
Yes,
they follow you on Twitter or anything like that?
Yep, GetProfix for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then www.getprofix.com to pre-order right now for $2.99.
Very cool. Where do we find you?
Oh, thinkcreatix.com.
And I heard, congratulations, I heard you open one up overseas in Slovakia.
Yes. Well, we have a large office there. Yes.
Wow. Very cool. Congratulations.
Great spot.
Blowing
Thank you.
Things up. Very cool. Createx, is that on Twitter as well?
Yes.
How do you spell that for people?
C-R-E-A-T-I-X. And Twitter is Twitter Inc. And thinkcreatix.com.
Thinkcreatix.com. Very cool. Thank you guys very much. Emily, David, thank you for coming
thank
to the show.
Very thank
you
very much, Scott.
Of course. As mentioned in every episode so far this week, the official June theme has been announced. It's Sizzling Summer Tech. I wrote it. I should be able to say it. So if you haven't already, make sure you submit your showcase application before June 13th. You just go to technori.com. There should be a submit application button down there. And you can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV or stream us on the WGN Plus app. Download each episode on iTunes. And please stay connected by following us at Technori and me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.